to the 42-yard line. A 16-yard game. Looks like Lehman is okay. He's back up. Lakers lost only a tub of water on that one. First and 10, tackle made by Brendan Wisner.
Absolutely, but Brendan Wisner again on that play. But that's where Jimmy Lehman's going to beat you. He's going to eventually, he wants to beat you with a pass play of some kind, play-action pass. But right now, the running game has been non-existent. So he reads the hole, keeps it himself, takes it around the outside, and virtually there was nobody near him. It was a great read by him, a fairly simple one. He's able to get to the sideline for Brendan Wisner, makes him pay for it, and that's what you got to do. If your quarterback's going to keep the football, and Puamo's going to do the same thing to Wisner, when he keeps the football, they're going to make that quarterback pay for it, and he did as he gets tackled hard into the bench of Lakers. And a legal hit, of course. Brendan Wisner doing a good job stopping the run, but Puamo was failure. Gets a fresh set of downs.
A 16-yard gain for Lehman, the quarterback on the keeper. 2:03 left in the first quarter. No score. Both teams have now on their second drive of the night, of the day. Lakers, both first one was to result in a turnover downs. The second one a punt, which put Palomas Philly back at their own 24-yard line. They now at their 43-yard line, left, right across your radio. Two receivers wide each way. Lehman is in the shotgun, running back to his right. There's the snap. And it's going to be a keeper again. And Lakers in the backfield and brings them down for a big loss of about 4, maybe even 5 yards. Way back to the 38-yard line. Tackle leading the way. That'd be Corey Minetti on the blitz. Second down and 16 to go.
Now he comes around that right side. And that's where the running back, who was number 42, Cameron Worth, was trying to go. And when the quarterback pulled it out and kept it himself, Corey Minetti just kept his momentum going and blew right by 42 and smokes the quarterback in the backfield. Big loss on the play, and you can bet Puamo does what they do best. Spread it out, four wide receivers, two each way.
And staying in the pocket, Lehman looking to his left to pass, lets it fly, and this one's nearly intercepted, but losing his footing was Jake Kretschmer out of the 47-yard line. Pass was intended for, looks like, number...
Is that number six out there?
They're very difficult to read. It looks like Peyton Heckman, perhaps, on the wing receiver.
I believe it is, number six. Good coverage there. So the routes we're seeing that Puamo wants to use are deep outs and then comeback routes to the quarterback. And the quarterback is throwing a timing route. He's got a number in his head, 4 seconds, whatever it is, and he's letting it go to the sideline. And when his receiver slipped, it could have been a nice completion, but when he slipped, it was Kretschmer's opportunity to take it back to the house until he slipped. So that field is clearly a little slippery on top.
In the shotgun again, loading the throw to the near sideline at the 35. This one's through the hands. Incomplete pass was intended for number 4, Garrett Trywaller. He wanted a flag, none called, as it was good defense, both players looking back to the ball to bring it in. Incomplete, fourth down, 15 to go for Puamo's Philly, their own 38.
I will tell you this, there is a ton of contact on that throw, and all Puamo wants is their big receiver to go up and get it, or they want the help of the officials. They don't get either. 21, Andrew Siegfried in great coverage out there, and the key, Clark, is he was looking for the football. And if you turn around and look for the football, you have every right as a defender to go up and get it, and he does enable to draw enough attention where it's incomplete.
And it's a high punt, but it hits the wind, despite a crosswind, and it gets into the wind mound of the 37-yard line. Finally brought down and downed by the Puamos Philly special teams. And Lakers will start with fairly decent field position at their own 37-yard line, a 63 field yard to Weakworth. 1:04 left in the first quarter, still no score.
Yeah, a little bit of a pop up there. He used a sand wedge instead of a driver, Clark. It went way too high up.
Sometimes
in the air.
It looks like my driver.
It could look like your driver sometimes, but in this case, it just kind of floated and went nowhere. But Lakers going to take over at their own, looks like, 37-yard line. The nose of the football is touching, so defense stand tall again. We'll see if Lakers can strike first blood.
Double wing offense. Wisner under center, man in motion. That's Katie. Katie gets the pitch. To the left, has a running block in front of him, getting cuts back inside and across the 35 out to about the 37-yard line, which is the original line of scrimmage. No in the play, second down and 10. Tackle made by number 25, Evan Thalen.
Yeah, another Thalen on this team, and a big family there as well. Makes the tackle in the backfield. Taylor Katie did a lot of work just to get out of his own backfield. There were white jerseys diving everywhere trying to take away that outside running play. Taylor Katie able to break one tackle and dive forward just to get back to the line of scrimmage. So it shows you the kind of pressure that Puamo Westphalia is getting in the backfield. Lakers going to have to somehow dial up a play to get away from that.
And a little bit of a trick play there as Wisner went around the back of Jake Kretschmer to give the handoff. Only a gain of a yard. Third down and 9. Tackle made by number 59, Jake Pung, the linebacker.
You're exactly right. Wisner takes the ball and shows the full pitch, and as he makes that full pitch circle, he does kind of a spin move, and he actually hands the ball off over the right shoulder of Jake Kretschmer. Unique running play there, very risky. Obviously, that ball could hit the ground real quickly, but it doesn't fool Pauamu Westphalia as they maintain gap presence and stop Kretschmer after a short game.
We have reached the end of the first quarter with no score for both teams. Lakers on the with the ball, facing a third down and eight from their own 39-yard line. You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center and Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in all sizes starting at only $399. Randy's has over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the new Ruger American Rifle in 450 Bushmaster. Randy's has over 100 variations of this bolt-action rifle. It is a legal alternative in the shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. And yes, it's legal for deer hunting in the lower Michigan shotgun zone. Randy's can drill and tap your slug guns, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight-in service is available.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS.
Well, after the first quarter, it's still 0-0. Lakers with the ball, facing a third down and eight from their own 38-yard line. Wisner to pass, and it's a little of a screen pass to Kretschmer. He has to run, and he's brought down for a gain of a yard, loss of a yard, I should say. Tackle made by number 15, Bryce Thalen, the linebacker. Fourth down and nine for the Lakers.
Just a quick pitch. Again, this is what you got to do if you're Lakers. You're going to have to allow that pressure to come in if you can't withstand it. And then quick passes, whether it be screen passes, slants, something to get the ball out of Wisner's hands quickly. They get it to Kretschmer, their playmaker, but he's in, again, one-on-one. There's a guy he's got to beat. He just can't quite do it. So Lakers going to punt it away again. Wisner punting it now.
And a nice punt comes in at the 25-yard line, brought in by Pauamu's Philly. They're going to try and field this one. That's number 42. Cameron Worth, and he gets nowhere. 20 foul to the 25-yard line, but we have a flag behind the play, way back at the 36-yard line, away from the play. We'll see how this one is.
Well, there's only one of two options. It's either a block in the back on Pauamu Westphalia, or one of those Lakers defenders, tacklers, got a piece of the face mask. So it could go either way here. I'm curious to see which one it is. It's on the opposite side of the field as us, so it's kind of hard to see.
So they're saying the flag's actually at the 26-yard line, right next to the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to figure this one out. The refs are mic'd up today, so we'll see if this works. And it's against Pauamu Westphalia.
Hey, look, he mentioned block in the back, I believe. So I don't know if maybe he is not mic'd up tonight. I thought he was supposed to be. But nonetheless, they do call block in the back. So back up Pauamu Westphalia. And Lakers special teams does its job again, pinning Pauamu Westphalia way back in their own area.
First down and 10 for Pauamu Westphalia at their own 10-yard line. 11:15 left in the second quarter. First and 10, right to left across your radio. They're actually starting at the 11-yard line. I take that back. So our last three drives have all resulted in punts, and now Pauamu Westphalia bang in the field. We've had a turnover of downs, an interception, punt, 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 and now Pauamu Westphalia gets the ball back, facing an 89-yard field with 11:15 left in the first half. Two receivers wide each way. Lehman in the shotgun is going to hand it off right up the middle and out to about the 15-yard line, handoff to the running back, which we unfortunately didn't. That's number 42, Cameron Worth on the carry, and brought by number 78, Blake Smithers.
Blake Smithers, an outstanding freshman on this defensive line for Lakers. When he plays well, this defensive line is as good as we've seen, in, at least in the 6 years that I've been doing this, Clark. They have been that good on the defensive line. And when he plays well, he's the key freshman. So they're going to really work on him. Puamo Asfalia will, but Blake Smithers has the size to be able to make up the difference.
A little bit of slow snap. Lehman has to bring it in. He's going to keep it for himself. He's out to about the 18-yard line. Flag flies in the backfield. More likely going to be a hold. Regardless, though, it is a 3-yard gain brought down by Wisner on the lane.